The health of Alaska's ocean ecosystems starts with the microscopic plants and animals called plankton. Zooplankton are the animals that drift with the ocean's tides and currents. Many of these animals are rather tiny, such as newly hatched crab larvae or tiny crustaceans called copepods, the size of a pinhead. Larger animals like jellies are also considered zooplankton because they tend to drift and have little control in an ocean current. Zooplankton seen under microscopes may appear to be pill-shaped animals with antennae or other thread-like appendages. Zooplankton are key to a healthy marine food web. They eat small plant-like organisms called phytoplankton and are in turn eaten by everything from little fish to huge whales. The food web on the wall captures the interconnectedness of ocean life, from plankton to whales, salmon to seabirds, and those of us who fish for our food. Abundant zooplankton populations are essential to the survival of all animals in our oceans and the fisheries that we depend on. These abundant resources of the northern Gulf of Alaska have sustained coastal communities like the Aleutic Sukpiak people in this region for thousands of years. Scientists with the Northern Gulf of Alaska Long-Term Ecological Research Program are studying zooplankton to understand the resilience of this ecosystem and inform resource management in our area. These researchers venture out into the Gulf of Alaska aboard the 260-foot, 80-meter research vessel Sekuliak and deploy massive nets into the water to collect zooplankton. One such net, like a mesh traffic cone, wraps around the top of this exhibit. It's remarkable that a simple tool and a microscope can help us know how our ocean is changing and what that change might mean for our food systems.